It's big interview time on today's show, and I am joined right now by David Suker. He is International Equity Portfolio Manager at Vontobel Quality Growth. If you want to learn more about Vontobel, it's Vontobel.com, actually am.vontobel.com. There's a bunch of links up at the Money Life Show recent guest page, where if you find David, you will find links that include one of his recent commentaries. David Suker, thanks so much for joining me again on Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I say again, it has been almost a year. Funny that I can look at that year and go, hey, it's been a year since I've talked to you. It's been, you know, a year in which a few things have changed. Like, we were maybe hinting that COVID could be a thing, but we certainly didn't expect this. At the same point, I'm not sure that where we stand today is dramatically different than where you felt we would be a year ago. It's the journey that's been different, not so much the destination, right?
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I remember when we talked more or less this time last year, COVID just hit, and we had no idea what was going to happen. It has been an extraordinary year. And who could imagine that with such a disruption, the market would be up? And the efforts that have been made to find a vaccine has been extraordinary. I mean, beyond what I could have expected. Now, as you said, the destination is still the same, but there has also been a major disruption in terms of the fiscal deficit, monetary policy, and we'll see. And that's, I think, the big question. We'll see what will be the consequences of those actions when the economy comes back to normal.
You know, it's interesting. You, of course, run Vontobel Quality Growth. And growth was disrupted, obviously, and quality was thrown into a cocked hat. What appeared to be a quality stock, it really depended a heck of a lot more on the industry and whether the industry could survive. There are a whole bunch of quality companies from a year ago that may not be quality companies today, right?
Right. So one of the things that happened right after COVID is we have to revisit the names and ask, is this a quality company right now? So if you own something on the travel leisure, maybe it's not as quality as we thought. But on the other hand, that dislocation created opportunities in other names that were trading at a high valuation that suddenly became quite attractive. So there was an opportunity for a rotation for names that we lost confidence and invest in names that we became more excited about.
What did you become more excited about? What kind of proved themselves to be quality companies? Because there's a difference, and maybe we should go back and define what you consider to be a quality company. But for most people throughout COVID, it hasn't been about quality. It has been about what's working, what's moving, what's happening. And for you, it's a different definition. It's not like, hey, I'm going to jump in on the work from home stocks just because they're in a space. You need more than what space are they in to decide what you're going to buy.
Yeah, and that has been a challenge here. When we invest in what we define quality, you know, it's kind of like the Warren Buffett approach. We are looking for companies that have a moat, that have high return, that have opportunity to reinvest capital, high returns and grow. But maybe because of the excess liquidity, I'm not sure exactly why, there has been a major run in names in business that don't generate much profits. And people are buying because they expect other people are going to buy it. And you have these two markets going on at the same time. One is a very speculative market that we have avoided. And the other is what is the real quality growth that became an opportunity. So if you're an investor right now, I think it's an important to make this distinction, because what you do not own is going to be as important what do you own when we get out of this.
Help folks understand, where are you moving? What industries have you had to move away from? What industries have you gravitated towards? Or is it not even industries? It's literally going to be company by company within that, and you can't necessarily generalize for an entire business.
Yeah, you can generalize. We did a very interesting, my colleague Donny Cranson, he did a very interesting research where he looked what worked in the last 3 years. And growth clearly outperformed the market in the last 3 years. Then he did an additional analysis, and inside growth, he broke down between the high multiple stocks, those that are trading above 50 times, and the rest. And the high growth stocks have outperformed the market by 50% in the last year. Here, stocks like Tesla, for example. And this type of outperformance happened only once in the last 25 years, and that was in 1999. So it's not a particular industry, but it's a type of stock, which we call them story stocks, stocks that excite the imagination of people, similar to what happened in the internet bubble. Stocks that don't have much of a track record. They may not even generate a profit, but people are excited about because they like the story. And those have been, I think, is where there is the pockets of a bubble there that investors need to be careful about.
Well, that being the case, I mean, obviously, 1999, you know, there was a great run up. Nobody was complaining during the times as the internet bubble was inflating. They only worried about when it was deflating.
Yeah.
How much do you worry that for the broad market, you're going to wind up seeing those story stocks get hammered? I mean, for you, I'd imagine story stocks getting hammered is a good thing because quality stocks kind of ride out those downturns well.
Yeah.
But are you expecting that we're going to see any sort of incident where the whole market is going to face a falling tide here at some point?
Yeah, the timing is extremely hard. You never know what is going to be the event that's going to make people to change their mind. But eventually, you know, the earnings are going to come through and people are going to check their expectations versus reality, and reality will prevail. Now, what could be a trigger here, that's something that concerns me, is what's going to happen with inflation and interest rates once the economy starts to come back to normal. Because one of the interesting consequences of the COVID is that while the economy contracted in real terms, GDP contracted, personal income increased. And that's because of the $2 trillion subsidies from the government to help folks. And once people come back to life, to work and travel, this money will come back to the economy. And if it comes back very fast, that could be inflationary. And if it's inflationary, the Fed is not going to have another alternative other than increase interest rates. And when you increase interest rates, the stocks that are the most impacted are exactly those story stocks, where the value of those stocks are based on the terminal value in many, many years in the future. So that could be the trigger, but it's hard to know.
Inflation coming back is distinctly a possibility. Just it tends to be an impact of any sort of stimulus. And of course, we haven't just seen stimulus here. We've seen stimulus around the world.
Yeah.
So when you see that much stimulus, from the sounds of your talk, at some point inflation is inevitable. It doesn't have to be shockingly big inflation, but at what point is that? Is that something we could see as early as this year or next, or is that something that's a few years off?
The lax monetary policy has been happening since the Great Financial Crisis. But I think there is a distinction between the previous QE versus what's happening now. In the previous QE, the Fed was buying treasuries, but the fiscal deficit was relatively under control. So the Fed was buying treasuries, but the money was not coming back to the economy. The banks were not lending. So that was under control. I think the difference now is that not only we have QE, but people have money. The money is now in the economy. It's in people's pocket. And this money will come back to the economy when people come back to normal life. I think that's the difference versus the previous QE. So I think the risk of inflation in the next 1 to 2 years, it's higher than before.
Interesting. Do you think at some point, you know, you talk about the Fed, I mean, central banks have done a great job being able to hold things in line, but
Yeah. At
some point we know the forces are great. It sounds like you're relatively sanguine about where things are, but if we get to a market where we just get to where the economics are reflected in the market, doesn't that sort of mean that for a little while, it's not that things have to be bad, they just aren't going to be what they have been?
That's a debate that I don't have a great answer. So I think when the economy starts to come back, you're going to see two things happening. The first thing is going to be an acceleration of sales and earnings. But later on, you're going to have inflation. So are we going to have a last rally in the market when earnings momentum start to accelerate? Or people are going to see beyond and say this earnings momentum is concerning because it will lead to inflation? I'm not sure what's going to be the sequence of events here. But it could be very well that we see a bull market, the last part of the bull market, before the correction when inflation starts to pick up.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, David. I have more questions. I just don't have more time. And, of course, it was a year between the last time you were on the show and this one. We think things are going to be changing faster with the economy. Maybe they should change faster with us. We should talk again in a couple of months. I hope you'll come back and do that with me.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
That's David Sucker, International Equity Portfolio Manager at Von Tobel Quality Growth. They're on Twitter at Von Tobel_AM and Von Tobel_AM_PR. They're online at am.vontobel.com. Much more to go on Money Life. The Survey Said is next, and then the Market Call. Stick around.